Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Ram Goldar and today Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dal, the sixth Perek Nigmar Hadin. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the feed ups are going to focus on number one. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua why Klal Yisrael was defeated at Ai, he said Chata Yisrael. Yisrael has sinned. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, "Afu bishachata Yisraelu." Even though the nation sinned, it's still Yisrael, and their holiness remains. Rabbi Abba said, "Haynu da amri inche." This illustrates the popular expression, "Asa dekai benechilfe," a myrtle which stands among the willows, "Asa shmei ba'asa karle." Its name is still myrtle, and people still call it myrtle. The Gemara proceeds to darshan the rest of the pasuk, which alludes to many other sins committed by Achan. Point number two: the Gemara relates that when the Malach appeared to Yehoshua, he told him, Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben arba'im. This afternoon you neglected to bring the afternoon carbon tamid. Ba'aksha bitaltim tamid Torah. And now at night you have neglected tamid Torah. Although they were occupied with war during the day, they should have returned at night to the camp in Gilgal to learn Torah rather than remain at the siege. Yeshua asked them, for which of these wrongdoings have you come? He replied, Atabasi, I have come now, meaning they're currently neglecting to learn Torah. Immediately, and Yeshua spent that night in the valley, which Rabbi Yochanan darshans, Shalan ba'umko shalacha, that he spent the night in the depths of Torah law. Rav said, Gadol Tamid Torah yosma hakrav is tamidin. Torah study is greater than offering tamidin because the Malach told him that between the two misdeeds, Atabasi, I have come now, implying that the neglect of Torah study was more severe than neglecting to bring the tamid. And point number three, in a pasuk, Iyo's friend says to him, Hayaroch shuacha lobatzar, did you arrange your prayer when you were not yet in trouble? Balazar explained, Lo'om yaktim adam tefilo atzar. A person should always preempt the trouble with prayer, because if Avram had not davened before the trouble when he was between Beis El and Ai, onishtar mirisha Yisrael, sar upawit, there would not be a remnant or survivor left of the wicked of Israel. Rish Lakish said, the pasuk teaches, Kol ma'amatz atzma b'tfilo milamata, whoever strengthens himself with prayer below, meaning in this world, ein lotzari milamol, he has no enemies accusing him above. Rabbi Yochanan said, it teaches, Lom yivakish adam rachamim, a person should always ask for mercy. Shia kol ma'amtsin es kocho, that all the malachei ha'shareis should strengthen his power, val yehu lotzari milamol, and that he should not have enemies accusing him above. So once again, the 3 points are number one. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua why Klal Yisrael was defeated at Ai, he said, Chata Yisrael. Yisrael has sinned. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, Afu bishachata Yisraelu. Even though the nation sinned, it's still Yisrael and their holiness remains. Rabbi Abba said, Haynu da amri inche. This illustrates the popular expression, Asa dekai benechilfe, a myrtle which stands among the willows, Asa shmei ba'asa karle. Its name is still myrtle, and people still call it myrtle. The Gemara proceeds to darshan the rest of the pasuk, which alludes to many other sins committed by Achan. Point number two, the Gemara relates that when the Malach appeared to Yehoshua, he told him, Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben arba'im. This afternoon you neglected to bring the afternoon carbon tamid. Ba'aksha bitaltim tamid Torah, and now at night you have neglected tamid Torah. Although they were occupied with war during the day, they should have returned at night to the camp in Gilgal to learn Torah rather than remain at the siege. Yehoshua asked them, for which of these wrongdoings have you come? He replied, Atabasi, I have come now, meaning they're currently neglecting to learn Torah. Immediately, Yalin Yehoshua b'laylahu betocha emek, and Yeshua spent that night in the valley, which Rabbi Yochanan darshans, shalan ba'umko shalacha, that he spent the night in the depths of Torah law. Rav said, Gadol Tamid Torah yosma hakrav is tamidin. Torah study is greater than offering tamidin because the Malach told him that between the two misdeeds, Atabasi, I have come now, implying that the neglect of Torah study was more severe than neglecting to bring the tamid. And point number three, in a pasuk, Iyo's friend says to him, Hayaroch shuacha lobatzar, did you arrange your prayer when you were not yet in trouble? Balazar explained, Lo'om yaktim adam tefilo atzar. A person should always preempt the trouble with prayer, because if Avram had not davened before the trouble when he was between Beis El and Ai, onishtar mirisha Yisrael, sard upawit, there would not be a remnant or survivor left of the wicked of Israel. Rish Lakish said, the pasuk teaches, Kol ma'amatz atzma b'tfilo milamata, whoever strengthens himself with prayer below, meaning in this world, ein lotzari milamol, he has no enemies accusing him above. Rabbi Yochanan said, it teaches, Lo'om yivakish adam rachamim, a person should always ask for mercy. Shia kol ma'amtsin es kocho, that all the malachei ha'shareis should strengthen his power, val yehu lotzari milamol, and that he should not have enemies accusing him above. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Dalet, and our standard Siman is Mud. mud. So here goes. The general, whose army was still called Yisrael, despite losing the muddy war, stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shahalacha, while making sure his muddy soldiers dubbed before the next battle because Lo'om Yakdim Adam Tfila Letzara. Once again, some motion. The general, whose army was still called Yisrael, despite losing the muddy war. Muddy war? That must be more duff. Mem Dalad. Mud. The general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war, which reminds us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua why Klal Yisrael was defeated at Ai, he said, Chata Yisrael. Yisrael has sinned. Rabbi Abu Bar Zabda said, Afu Pisha Chata Yisrael Hu. Even though the nation sinned, it's still Yisrael and their holiness remains. So the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war, stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha, which reminds us, when Yeshua learned from the Malach that the Malach had come because of the sin of being Mevatel Talmud Torah and not for not bringing the Talmud Shel Ben Arba'im, the Pasuk says that immediately V'yalon Yehoshua B'layla Hu B'tocha Emek, and Yeshua spent that night in the valley, which B'Yochanan Darshan's Shalan Ba'umka Shehalacha, that he spent the night in the depths of Torah Law. So, the general whose army was still called Yisrael despite losing the muddy war stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha while making sure his muddy soldiers daven before the next battle because Lo'om Yakdim Adam Tfila Letzara, which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar explained, Lo'om Yakdim Adam Tfila Letzara, a person should always preempt a trouble with prayer because if Avram Avinu had not davened before the trouble when he was between Beis El and Ai, when the Shtar Marisha Yisrael started Upalit, there would not be a remnant or survivor left of the wicked of Yisrael. So once again, the general whose army was still called Yisrael, despite losing the muddy war, stayed up all night learning Ba'umka Shehalacha, while making sure his muddy soldiers davened before the next battle because Lo'om Yakdim Adam Tfila Letzara. All right, so now it's time for our four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool. So here goes. The two Adim lounging at the pool. Pool? That must be more Daf Mem. Mayim, water, pool. The two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Hayibotkinu osam b'sheva chakiros. They would examine the Adim with seven primary questions. In which seven-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Adim being discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Adim who do not know the answer to a primary chakira are disqualified since hazama is impossible. So the two Adim lounging in the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs from the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over a Dinin Nefashos conviction, which reminds Gemara discusses the process of reaching a verdict in Dinin Nefashos. They may quit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. The Dayanim were divided into pairs and they would eat less, not drink wine, and deliberate through the night. So the two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs for the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over at Dinin Nefashos conviction, didn't notice that the three weird inflatable toys in the pool, in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin, each had the word Heitev printed on them. Which reminds, we learned that the source of the seven chakiros is derived from the Gezer Shav of Heitev Heitev from Ir HaNidachas, Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin. Daf Mem Alf. So the simon for Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be more Daf Mem Alf. The grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, which reminds us, Rav Hanan said that Adim, who testified that a Na'amarasa committed adultery and the Adim were found Zomim, they're not killed because they can say, La'osra al-Bala banu, we only came to prohibit her to her husband not to kill her. Since their intent was not to have her killed, they cannot be killed for Kasher Zamam. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the Adis against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified, since the Adim only disagreed on the color of his clothing, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that if one witness said a murder was committed with a knife, and the other said it was with an axe, ein zeh nachon, this testimony is not consistent. But if they answered differently, whether his clothes were black or white, the testimony is valid, because this is a peripheral detail. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the aedis against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified, since the aedim only disagreed on the color of his clothing. Had her hopes raised when a judge said that the aedis can be refuted through hazama, when one aide didn't know an answer to a bedika question, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why unanswered hakiros disqualify testimony, but unanswered bedikos do not. Regarding hakiros, if a question remains unanswered, the testimony is disqualified, the havila edus shiata yachul hazima, because it's edus which is impossible to discredit through hazama, since the time and place of their testimony is not established. Regarding bedikos, however, the testimony can be refuted through hazama, even if questions remain unanswered. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobsters, mobsters, that must be one Daf Mem Beis. The mobsters who did shuv after being inspired by Kiddush Levana, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol mevarcha chodesh bezmano, ki makabu pnei shechina, whoever blesses the new month with Kiddush Levana in its proper time is as if he greets the shechina. So the mobsters who did shuv after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of Mishnayos, which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Ki b'tachbulos tasil chamochama." For with wise counsel shall you wage war for yourself. Rabbi Yochanan explained, "But mi atamotzi mochamta shel Torah? With whom do you find the battle of Torah? But mi sheish biyado chavil shel Mishnah? With one who has bundles of Mishnah in his hand." So the mobsters who did shuv after being inspired by Kiddush Levana and exchanged their weapons for bundles of Mishnayos were hired to escort the man who was chayv skila outside of the three machanos, which reminds us the base of skill was outside a basin and outside the three machanos. Daf Mem Gimel. So the symbol for Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine. Magazine? That must be more in Daf Mem Gimel. The man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and a horse to use to save people from executions, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if items required for an execution are funded Mishal Tzibor or by the condemned. Rav Huna asked if the kerchief used as a signal to halt the proceedings or the horse, which would race to halt them, are funded by the convict, since they're for his rescue, or by the public, since Basin is obligated to facilitate rescue. So the man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and horse to use to save people from executions announced that this week's issue contains a juicy confession from a man who illegally took spoils, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that when the condemned man approaches the base of Skila, they tell him, he's vade, confess your sins, as is the practice of all those who are executed. We call misvade yeshul chelkom haba, and anyone who confesses has a share in Olam Haba. Yeshua urged Achan to confess to having transgressed the ban against taking spoils from Yericho. And after he did, Yeshua indicated that he would receive a share in Olam Haba. If he does not know how to confess, we instruct him to say, my death should atone for all my sins. So the man selling the Mises Basin Weekly Magazine to raise public funds for a white flag and horse to use to save people from executions announced that this week's issue contains a juicy confession from a man who illegally took spoils and an expose on hidden sins committed in the desert, which reminds the Gemara discusses for which sins were Jews not responsible for each other until entering Eretz Yisrael. Was it the hidden sins or even the revealed ones as well? All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff to discuss confessions before execution? And we learned about Achan's confession to Yehoshua. That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good number two, which stuff that Aim Zomi who claimed that a Namarasa committed adultery cannot be executed since they can claim we only came to forbid her to her husband. That's on Daf Memov. Good number three. Which of the one that Rabbi Lezer explained? Lolom yaktim adam tefila tzar. A person should always preempt the trouble with prayer. That's on Daf Memdalad. Good number four. Which Daf do you discuss for which sins Jews were not responsible for each other until entering Eretz Yisrael? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good number five. Which of the one that even though the nation sinned, it is still Yisrael and retains its Kedusha? That's on Daf Memdal. Good number six. Which stuff when the base of skill was outside a basin and outside the three machanos? That's on Daf Membeis. Good number seven. Which stuff do we learn that when Yeshua discovered that the Malach had come because they were Mavatal Talmud Torah, he stayed up all night? Ba'umka Shahalacha. That's on Daf Memdal. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn why unanswered Hakiros disqualify testimony, but unanswered Bedikos do not? That's on Daf Memov. Good number nine. Which stuff do we have numerous exchanges between Kofrim and the sages? For example, the Kofrim called the Kodesh Baruch Hu a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam. That's on Daf Lama task. Good. Number 10. Which of you on the source for the seven Chakiros is learned from Gezerah Shava of Hetev Hetev? That's on Daf. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody. Avram Golder from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.